Your support is important to Living on Earth. Donate today by pressing the donate link on the left of this page. Every bit helps, and thanks.
There's no silver bullet in the search to replace oil. Biofuels are also booming. Things like ethanol from corn and sugarcane and diesel derived from palm oil are attracting interest and investment worldwide. And the European Union has set an ambitious target to replace nearly 6% of petroleum with biofuels in just the next 3 years. That will take a lot of plants and a lot of cropland that Europe simply does not have. So the EU is looking to the developing world, particularly Southeast Asia. That's where Fred Stolle is keeping an eye on forests for the World Resources Institute. Stolle says Europe's appetite for biofuel could take a big bite out of the region's forests.
You would need around 3 million acres of biodiesel to replace 1% of the need of European Union. Probably that crop would come from Southeast Asia, and mainly at the moment I would say Malaysia and Indonesia, oil palm, which is the main favorite crop for exchanging biodiesel.
Oil palm from Malaysia, Indonesia, is that a good thing for those countries?
Well, it's a mixed bag. It could be a good thing if you think about how many people could work in those plantations. The development for those countries, I mean, they might be the new OPEC countries of the future, but it could be devastating for the environment if not done right.
Why is that?
Well, you make an oil palm plantation on, at the moment, a tropical rainforest. You have to cut the forest, you have to burn the forest. It's got a lot of CO2 emission, and also on the side of all kind of biological functions you might go wrong.
And what makes it especially good for a biofuel?
Well, it has a high energy content. So if you compare, let's say there are three big crops everybody's talking about, there's sugarcane, and that has just the highest rate of return in energy. Oil palm follows directly behind that. It also has very high contents of energy matter. Unfortunately, corn has a very low energy output.
Part of why people are so hot for biofuels these days is the idea that we need to reduce our carbon dioxide emissions from the fuels that we burn. If we are using biofuels, are we sure that we're really helping on the global warming equation there or not?
Again, sorry to say, it's a mixed bag. Yes, if you think about there's now a grassland, let's say in Indonesia, and you put an oil palm plantation there, so you store more carbon, it would be really beneficial. But in the same way, if you would make those plantations, let's say on a peat swamp forest, you burn this peat swamp, you burn the forest, you put a plantation, that you actually increase climate change. You have a lot of emission from carbon. And in Indonesia, they have the biggest peat swamps in the world, and these peat swamps are 30, 40 feet thick, and it's all carbon. And so if you would burn that, that would an enormous emission of carbon would give that. And that's very detrimental for climate change.
So where do you see things going? Are you hopeful that we're going to get a grip on things and make biofuels work the way we want them to? Or are you worried that that biofuels might backfire on us?
I am a positive attitude. I think it will be a great asset. We can really reduce our carbon emissions, so it'll be good for climate change. And I think that many countries would really could benefit from it. And also, I mean, a lot of countries could diversify the energy need. You don't have to go to the OPEC countries only. You can go to other countries to substitute part of your energy. But I think the key thing is sure that the certification issues are sorted out. That countries really plan ahead. They make sure it's not many of these plantations come not from forest as it is now. And really make sure that a new plantation, there's all kind of safeguards in it. And also countries who buy those biofuels look at those safeguards and say only buy it when a certain of these safeguards are in order.
And again, we're not just talking about Indonesia and Malaysia and pointing our fingers at them. We're saying, hey, the wealthy consumer nations have a responsibility here, too.
They definitely have a responsibility. I mean, they, in the end, buy the most of the products. And so if they don't demand it, then why would the country make the effort to do it? So it is a big responsibility on this side, on the Western countries, to say, yes, we really like biofuels, but we only like the biofuels if several of these criteria are met.
Thanks again for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Fred Stolle monitors forests for the World Resources Institute. And you can find more on the challenges of biofuels and liquid coal at loe.org. Coming up, modern genetics and patent law pose a fundamental philosophical challenge. Who owns life? Keep listening to Living on Earth.